This is the WBAA Arts Spotlight. I'm Greg Kostrapa. Lafayette Ballet Company presents their 30th anniversary performance of The Nutcracker, January 4th and 5th at the Long Center in downtown Lafayette. Sandra Petticola is here to talk about the Lafayette Ballet Company and about this exciting performance. Thanks for coming in to talking with us.
My pleasure.
Let's begin with the excitement you must feel. 30 years. When you started this, did you think 30 years ahead, or were you just thinking, let's get this done and then we'll see what happens?
Well, I took an impossible task because Nutcracker had not been produced here. It was, a lot of people thought, oh, you can't do that. Indianapolis does a Nutcracker. Chicago does a Nutcracker. Lafayette? No. And so it was a huge, huge undertaking. And I am very gratified to see it having become a tradition with a lot of families, with a lot of students. I have children of original dancers in the production now, and it's very exciting to see that the company and the production has established a real niche of appreciation here.
When you did the first one, did you have trouble rounding up enough people? Because this is a big production. There are a lot of dancers that need to be in place for a production of Nutcracker.
I had the students. I didn't necessarily have the focus. And each year I go through the same process of the youngest students coming in, not really realizing to what they have committed their endeavors, and the parents. So that it becomes a training session of, this is not a recital. This is a professional production, and you are going to rise up to the standards of the production. And then I hired guest artists, and I rented scenery, and I made scenery, and I made Mother Ginger's dress, and everything really was from scratch.
And you keep a lot of that from scratch feel to it even now, right? You don't go to a production house and buy costumes,
right? No. It is impossible to do that and have a cohesive production. If you have a real integrated vision of what your story and your production is, there's no way you can rent that.
And as time has gone on, as you've done this through the years, does it get any easier?
It actually does not get easier. There are years when you think, oh, everything's in place. And it turns out nothing's in place. Your students have changed. There are different sizes. The qualities of the groups you're using are not appropriate for what you did. It's all a rework every single year.
Coming up to this year, do you have any reworks that you've had to do to make this year's production happen?
I had a lot of strengths with last year's production, and I'm really building on those. I have a lot of new choreography because when dancers become more capable of doing technical steps, then you also want to showcase that and open to them the possibility that this could be more than steps. This could actually be a song that stays in someone's heart.
I was looking at the production schedule, the rehearsal schedule for this, and it starts early, and it takes a long time. Talk about maybe why it takes so long.
First of all, you're dealing with some scenes that are dance, and you can work individually, and then you put them together like a deck of cards that works. But most are interactions. And in order to have interactions and a storyline that's acting, because you've got a lot of characters who not only react to each other, but they dance to each other. And then you bring in all the peripheral characters. So, for example, you have the fighting Nutcracker and the Queen Rat. And then, but you have all those mice, and you have all those soldiers, and you have little dolls, and they don't always go where you thought they would be.
Right.
So, yes, you work the separate pieces and then you put it together, and you know that first run through of the battle is going to be a battle.
And it all comes through at the end. Now, let's talk about the guests you're bringing in. Who are they? Where do they come from? And have they been here before?
I have had a guest couple who has been coming for 9 years, and I will have the same man coming, but my lovely sugar plum is expecting a small plum. So We have a new sugar plum replacement coming in.
Okay. And you obviously don't know about this a year in advance.
I found out about it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Talk about having to do things on the fly.
And... That's right. Well, they come self-prepared, and so that's good.
When we were talking earlier, you mentioned that there's a webpage that you've put up.
Right. Okay. So I have the LafayetteBallet.org, which is our website. Then I have a Facebook page that's for the company. And then I started a 30th anniversary page for contributions from all the dancers who have danced, who want to share old pictures, old memories, and just reconnect for this 30th anniversary. And it's been really fun because as you do a production, yes, you make publicity photos, but you don't see all those little backstage memorabilia that people collect. And to see them posted is really, really fun. And to hear the little testimonials of what this meant to each of these dancers as they were going through. Because it's never easy for them. They're trying to be good students. They're trying to be, part of their family for the holidays. And that's all disrupted for Nutcracker. And they put in this end effort of the tech week and the performances. And of course, they're exhausted. But then to look back and see what that meant to them and the family it creates of those dancers. They really have deep friendships with their fellow dancers.
And is that available to the public, that webpage?
Anybody can view it, yes. It's on Facebook. If you want to contribute, then you have to ask to be a member.
The Lafayette Ballet Company presents three performances of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Saturday, January 4th at 2 and at 7:30, and again Sunday afternoon, January 5th at 2, all performances at the Long Center. Sandra Petticola, thank you.
My pleasure, really. It was fun.
For the WBAA Arts Spotlight, I'm Greg Kuzraba.